The Garden of Little Rose by Suzanne Snow and read by Grace Andrews for Saga Egmont. To my mum, Irene, a gardener. Chapter 1. When all three of them were last together, they had talked of sunlit Tuscan villas beneath glittering blue skies and evenings spent lingering over moonlit dinners, catching up with one another as they contemplated the future and celebrated their past. But on a miserable early April afternoon, instead of exploring the galleries and cafes of Florence, Flora Stewart was in the front passenger seat of a creaky old Jeep, rattling along a single-track road around an island off the west coast of Scotland, where she and her two closest friends were to spend the weekend. "How much further?" Sophie grumbled from the back seat, leaning forwards to peer at the map balanced on Flora's knee. Flora had been relieved to discover it in the glove box after they had lost any trace of phone signal some miles back, and she was confident now that they were heading in the right direction. "I would have bought a tom-tom if I'd known we'd have to navigate the old-fashioned way. I had no idea you could still buy maps on paper." Sophie shuddered as she glanced through the dirty window of the Jeep, another deep puddle sending muddy water flying over the glass. "Clearly, modern civilization has yet to discover this island. Are you absolutely certain we'll have access to reliable Wi-Fi?" Flora laughed and grabbed her seat with both hands to steady herself as the car sped over another hidden rut in the road, looking sideways at Mel. "Sorry!" Mel raised her voice as she jumped on the clutch to change down a gear, and the Jeep lurched in response. "We can't all live in luxury in London like you, Soph. Of course there's Wi-Fi, but I'm not planning to be staring at my iPad all weekend. Anyway, stop complaining. Both of you were up for this hotel when I found it. You know, I've always loved the Hebrides."
"But that was before you suggested Florence," Sophie reminded Mel. "I get few enough chances to escape the family, and slumming it in Scotland wasn't top of my list."
Mel laughed, pushing her glasses up into her hair as a feeble sun disappeared back behind the clouds, churning overhead. The view began to fade once more, hiding the landscape from their sight.
"Come on, it's 5-star, with a spa and a hot tub in the garden. And you're expecting to use it?"
Sophie was incredulous. She huddled deeper into her chic navy coat and tugged on leather gloves now that her phone was tucked away in her bag.
"Have you actually been looking outside whilst you're driving? I won't be going outdoors at all this weekend. I didn't pack thermals or my waders."
It was impossible not to laugh as another shower of hail landed on the roof, making conversation difficult but not impossible, and even Sophie started to giggle. Flora reached for the unreliable heater and turned it up, trying to generate a bit more warmth in the noisy old car.
"The hotel's on the Atlantic side."
Mel glanced across at the map, still dangling precariously on Flora's lap.
"Apparently, this is one of only two proper roads around the whole island. The rest are just farm tracks leading to the crofts and other houses. And the population is so small that just one person used to drive the ambulance, bus and taxi, all in the same vehicle. He was the postmaster and the local police officer as well. How romantic!"
"There's nothing romantic about that," Flora pointed out. "It's called practicalities. Most people here probably had more than one job back in the day. And you're getting married soon, Mel. Feeling romantic about everything will pass and you'll be back to normal."
"Hope not,"
Mel answered, slowing down again to let another vehicle pass them on the single-track road.
"I quite like it, Flora, even if you don't."
Flora glanced at Mel then, and her face suddenly became alive with mischief.
"Forget the hot tub, Mel. I dare you to swim in the sea. That's what you get for bringing us to some out-of-the-way island instead of Italy."
"What?"
Mel screeched, meeting Flora's laughing expression with eyes that widened in horror and dawning realization.
"No way! Just because we've always dared each other doesn't mean we have to carry on. We're grown-ups now with careers and homes and partners and stuff."
"Don't be ridiculous, Mel,"
Sophie piped up eagerly.